Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Jeff Batchelor, Fort McMurray's number one automotive sales professional, but so much more. Just really love to give back to this community in every chance I can.
And more importantly, you are a dad now. So tell me about that, man.
My goodness. I could open an entire Pandora's box on experience I never thought I would experience. You know, the highs and lows. But the thing I keep reassuring and telling myself is, how many fathers have already been in my feet before, you know? So No matter how challenging certain situations seem to be at the moment, You know, if it doesn't kill me, it's just gonna make me stronger. Yeah. You know, I will get through it, You know? And I'm just very, very, very grateful, more than anything, just to have this beautiful boy in my life, and even more grateful for my wife, who is a rock star, a superstar, shows me each and every single day that she can do stuff I can't. Yeah. And not that she already didn't impress the hell out of me, but especially now with motherhood, she is unbelievable.
That's awesome to hear. So, switch to the same topic, but off your wife for a second.
Okay.
How's your sleep going?
So we are right now at about 3.5, or sorry, we're almost at 4 months.
Okay.
So I'd say the first 60 days are some of the most trying 60 days and the 60 days that nobody prepares you for.
Right.
9 months of pregnancy and, oh, it's going to be so fun. You're going to love it. It's going to go by so quick. Enjoy every moment. Yeah. There is nothing I enjoyed about the tantrums, the crying, the nursing of a potato that can't even tell who you are yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, my son stared at me for 3 months, probably looking through like a foggy shower glass.
Yeah, right? They can't see you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I never really looked into that or knew about that. Mm-hmm. But then you finish those 60 days, and then there's like 30 days where everything happens on routine. Mm. And it's almost like you're just like, oh, I think we got it, but that only lasts 30 days because now we're in the 4 month stage where, like last night, he slept for 45 minutes, went to bed for an hour, slept for 10 minutes, then woke back up, then slept for 4 hours, and then got back up. Nothing's predictable anymore.
Oh, jeez.
Just it is what it is.
And then you'll get to the part, like, I'm sleeping in the bassinet in the bedroom or in the... his own room.
So, rocking bassinet in the bedroom all the way until 2 nights ago.
Okay.
Which we switched him to the crib because he was too big.
Yeah.
He would get up and he would just kick and he'd rock this bassinet back and forth like he wanted out.
That's
so
hilarious.
We're like, okay, well, I guess we got to put you into a crib because this thing is going to flip or topple or something.
Yeah.
And like even just head to toe, he fills the whole thing. And it's crazy to think that, again, like in only 4 months, you know, he was half the bassinet. So,
yeah. Huge growth.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. That was an interesting transition when Keegan moved from the bassinet into his own room, into the crib. We did it pretty quick. He didn't stay in the room very long. Like, just, it was awesome. He slept. We put him there. But it's like, when they're not around, you're just like, oh, no. What are they doing over there? Like, you can get cameras and stuff. I didn't go that hardcore. I just had the... Do you have a camera or are you just listening?
There is a camera, but my wife's got the most supersonic hearing in the planet.
Yeah.
Like, she could tell you if, you know, the dog in the house next door is having an upset stomach.
Yeah.
Like, she can hear a belly gurgle from, you know, 10 blocks away.
Yeah.
So my wife knows everything that's happening with that baby at any time, whether it's inside or not. Yeah. She's like, go there, check on him.
Yeah.
You know, she'll just know.
Good for her. I'm the exact opposite. Because when I sleep, I just like pass out. So I actually used to have to sleep with the monitor next to my ear. If Ethna was just like, you're on duty, I'd be like, okay, give me the monitor. And I'd put it like right next to my ear. She's like, does it really need to be that close? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It does, because I'll sleep through a fire.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing that I'm enjoying and appreciating and understanding is that I've spent 7 years serving families, you know, families that are growing, somebody's pregnant, then they have their baby goes from 1 to 2 to 3, and this is like 100 to 200 families a year. I've watched their families grow, and I've watched different customers of mine and the way they interact with their wife, the way they interact with their kids, and the way that they've been a father to their families, and more now than ever has it clicked, and I'm just like, dude, I'm gonna be a dad like you, or hey, I'm gonna be a family man like you, or I'm gonna do this for my kids like you are.
Yeah.
Because I've seen all these unbelievable men come into my dealership and either, you know, purchase vehicles because they are trying to do something for their family, or get a camper, or, you know, just have all these adventures and ideas planned. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that's like the coolest dad thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And now that I'm one, I just have all these awesome men to look up to.
That's awesome, man. So you have like a list of things you want to check off as he gets older.
Yeah, I mean, like me and my wife, I think there's things that we felt like we missed out, you know, not necessarily missed out that we would love for him to find an interest in.
Right.
However, I don't think there's really a set plan on saying like, if you don't play hockey, I don't think it's any of that. Like, I honestly, as weird as it sounds, I honestly wish I got more into either like dance or gymnastics at a younger age,
because
now that I'm older, I love dance, right? I love watching dance, I love dance shows, I love dancing myself, you know, and that's just a cool skill that I just wish, you know, I could pull out, you know, and just have handy, and so much more coordinated than I am. So I was like, you know what? I don't know if my son will appreciate that, but if I can just, you know, open that door, maybe that's something he'll jump down.
Yeah.
You know, me and my wife were both really into music, yet neither of us play instruments. So, hey, maybe our son would end up being super musical, you know, because we would certainly love to be around, you know, a musician. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say a specific list, but we have thought of things that we wish we had as a kid, or we wish we had part of our lives that we are definitely interested in introducing and seeing his interest level.
Nice. Yeah, that's what we did with Keegan. We just put him in everything.
No.
And it was interesting to see certain things we thought he would really like, and we were like, oh, hopefully he pulls that. And he's like, nah. And other things, he's just like, no, I want this. Like, Ethan's family is so big into soccer. And so we had him in soccer, and he was just like playing around on
not
the field.
Digging it.
Like, he wanted to play goalie, but he was horrible.
Yeah,
like, just soccer was not his thing.
Yeah.
But then, like, basketball, he's like, oh, I love basketball.
Sick.
And same kind of thing, Irish dancing. Like, he's the one day we were watching some Celtic stuff, because that's where John and Breida are from.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, so we put him in Irish dancing, and he still does it. Now he performs with like a bunch of bands. Like,
he's
performing tomorrow at Keanu College for like everybody. So
that's
like, you never know what they're going to do. It's a lot of fun to watch them grow.
Yeah, and this year they had breakdancing in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, like, if there was anything I wish that, you know, like I could trade skills with somebody and all of a sudden be good at something.
Yeah.
If I could break dance.
Why don't you pick up break dance?
Well, I think I could. But
you could. You should.
That Australian chick can win a gold medal. Anyone can.
She definitely didn't win a gold.
You should pick it up. Yeah. It's just one of those things. Like, as I've got older, I've started doing things myself that I like never did when I was younger. And like, one of them is flexibility. And at first, like, I couldn't touch my toes if I even began. But it was interesting. Like, after doing it for a week, 2 weeks, 3 months, like, I can touch my toes, like, nothing. So
My everyday better year, 2018, I told myself that I wanted to touch my toes. I wanted to learn to do a standing backflip, and I went to adult gymnastics down in Norfolk.
That's right.
They had that program for about 3 or 4 years, and I went to it religiously.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have that program down there, but I think once I had learned to do my standing backflip, I felt very, very, very accomplished. So I mean, there's no age where you can't go back and learn some of those things. They now have Hanging Stone Bouldering Gym, which is downtown.
Yeah.
That place is awesome. So, I mean, I can't get enough of that. If I got a spare hour or a spare two, I'll go and I'll just go and climb down there. It's a lot of fun. So,
were you a climber before?
I still have an inner child in me. You know, there's no getting rid of this. I might be 40 years old, but I'll still climb like I'm a 13-year-old boy.
Did you pick up climbing because of the Bouldering Gym, or had you been doing it before?
When I lived in Vancouver, I used to spend a lot of time going to bouldering gyms. It was just something that was just really interesting and fascinating to me.
Cool.
But that was like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So the fact that now there's a bouldering gym back here, it's just such a nice, easy, cool, awesome place to hang. And again, Neil's such an awesome dude. And even just the team that he has up there and the energy and the heart that he pours into that place, you can just tell.
Yeah.
It's just a great place.
It's a cool spot. We went and we filmed there. And so they're just like, oh yeah, just climb up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right. So I just climbed a little bit. And then I'm just, you get cocky. I'm like, oh yeah, I can keep going. And then I was like, wait a second, let me look down. And I turned around and I was like, ah, crap, I gotta come down now.
Yeah.
The getting up is easy. The coming down when you're not tied, it's a thing.
Yeah.
All right, this dude tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for his segment, brought to you by Carrie from Patchouli Rose, the Max City Minute. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. What is your favorite family car?
Favorite family car has got to be a minivan. I nicknamed myself the Minivan Man because growing up as a family with four kids, not only did mom, but dad also had a van. When have you seen a driveway with two vans in it? That was the bachelor household.
So are you getting a van?
I've got one kid right now. I got three more before I might be into the minivan era.
No, man. One kid. Van. Like, I want a van so bad. Sorry, interrupting your segment.
Question number two. What is your go-to song to dance to?
Go-to song to dance to? Dun, dun, dun. I think it's the Kids MGMT song. Is that the right name in band? I could sing it or hum it, but it's I think it's called Kids by MGMT. It's a song that'll always make you want to tap your toes.
Question number three. What is your favorite way to spend time with your family?
Spending my time with family is... best thing that we do is we go outside, really. So right now my son's super, super young, so putting him into the baby carrier either on my chest or my wife's chest and walking through the woods when it was still fall and it was really nice out was a lot of fun. A little tougher to do in the winter now, but we just bought a treadmill so we can fake going on a walk in the basement. I think we're really enjoying just spending time together and spending time outdoors.
Question number four. What is one goal you have for yourself you're still trying to reach?
I recently started seminars teaching business skills to like-minded business people, and I want to get really good at speaking on stage. I want to inspire and create leaders and create success in other people, and I want to put that through my words into their hearts and spirits, and I want to be on an international stage. I want to do that within the next 12 months. I want to not just be speaking in front of Fort McMurray or Alberta or Canada. I want to be on an international stage in 12 months.
And your final question, what is your favorite part of getting to raise your son in Fort McMurray?
Well, as I mentioned before, there's been so many fathers I've met over the last 7 years who've led by such great examples. I'm really excited to show my son everything that Fort McMurray has to offer, whether it's the outdoors, whether it's the facilities. It's just this place really gives you everything you could ever need. And even once he gets into like high school, things like the rap program, I mean, kids have got a really awesome opportunity in this community.
And those have been your five questions.
How's your mom doing?
My mom's great. My mom was pretty sick about a month or two ago, and she's a realtor in Ottawa, and I believe that she's working a lot harder than anyone needs to at her age. Maybe she takes it from me as well, but she will not stop until all of her customers and clients are served to the highest level. So there was a few scary days there, but I think she just had her last surgery, and everything that was causing her issues is gone. Yeah. She's obviously dying to see her grandson in person.
Yeah.
So I told her the door is always open for her to come out to Fort McMurray and visit. Yeah. And yeah, I hope she comes out here soon.
Yeah, I know how much you love your mom and how you got the car for her and yeah. how excited she must be for a grandchild. So yeah.
I think that you might take that from her though.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
Like I don't think she takes her work ethic from you. I think you get it from her.
Fair enough.
It's generational, bro.
It's a constant jockeying of position, maybe.
Yeah. It's a bachelor family trait.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So, as the winter season comes around, what are you doing for yourself to keep active outside of bouldering?
Well, Phoenix sadly shut down, which I know was a very beloved fitness gym for so many people, especially in that end of town, right? Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to drive down to Mack Island. Not everybody wants to drive down to Keanu. Right. And me especially, Phoenix was, you know, as far as I could throw a stone from my house. Yeah. So it was really easy, really convenient to have Phoenix there. Mm-hmm. Not sure if anything's going to open in its place, but in lieu of that, I've decked out my basement pretty well. So I've got my own fitness center in my basement. Very active down there. Go down there every single morning. Consistency is key. And some mornings I take Mateo down in his little swing, and he'll just either rock there silently watching me, or he'll pass out. Mm-hmm. But winter isn't an excuse for staying active for me. Yeah. Right? I just make sure that I've got some nice indoor activities to keep myself peak form.
Keep bringing your kid down to watch you.
Yeah.
Like, cause I have a gym at home too. And that's like, I love working out, but I don't like going to the gym. And if I go to the gym, I just talk to everybody. Yeah. And I'm just like, man, where did the 4 hours go? I just wanted to go for a run, you know? Yeah. So years ago, I just bought what I needed for the house. And Keegan watches me. And as he's got older, he just does it.
Yeah.
He just wants to be physically fit. He's like, oh, dad does push-ups. I'm going to do push-ups. And like, I just see, I don't have to tell him, like, he can be physically fit.
Yeah.
Just by him watching from that young age, really got him into that mindset. So it's cool that you bring your son down there to watch you work out.
Yeah, as long as he's not crying, and I know he's kind of stable, then I'll bring him down there. And my wife's really appreciated it, because it's just an extra half hour to 45 minutes a day that I'm not traveling to the gym.
Yeah.
It's also an extra hour to hour and a half a day I'm not at the gym.
Yep.
So even just having me nearby is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Get ready for your son as he gets older. I lift really light weights. I was lifting some weights, and he just came in the room. He's like, who are you showing off for?
Once he's in his little jolly jumper, a little bouncer, then I'll have him in there every single morning, you know? And then I know he'll be doing his own exercises, bouncing up and down in his little jolly jumper.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about this transition you've made to coaching and speaking. Like, I've seen the posts.
Yeah.
But so tell me a little bit more about that. How did that all transpire?
Absolutely. So it's actually all in line with each other. So I've always felt that, you know, you need to grow as a person, and then you need to give. Mm-hmm. And that is how you reach fulfillment in life. Mm-hmm. So if I learn how to help people buy a vehicle, you know, and then I teach people how to buy a vehicle, that's amazing. That's fulfilling. A customer has successfully gotten something from me that I've taught them and helped them with. So then it turned into, hey, well, now I've learned the process of selling vehicles. I'm going to teach this to other sales pros.
Okay.
So this was my 300 Auto Club training program, which is still online to this day. Cool. I've run about 60 students through my course and helped them to make over 100 grand a year by taking my course and learning these skills and everything. So now I'm growing to another level, which is now that I've been able to help people create a business. You know, I want to now teach those skills, you know, to other disciplines and other areas. So August long weekend of this past summer, I hosted my first Next Level Sales Masterclass, and I invited entrepreneurs, business people, sales people of all disciplines to come and hear me speak, learn what I've learned. Learned what I've invested money in learning, and to put it into practice in their own businesses. And I could not believe the variety of companies and people and businesses that signed up, cool. It instantly had me rewriting my script every day as a new industry or a new discipline or a new person would sign up, being like, oh, I got to make sure I've got content relevant to this person's business. Mm-hmm. So that was sick. I mean, we had 40 people, sold out my first seminar, which was great. And everybody, you know, left that room just on fire, ready to grow their businesses and do everything else. Mm. So 3 months later, I hosted my second one, which was back in November. Yeah. And it was also super successful. Again, a whole different group of people and businesses that came up. Yeah. I had a trio of people come up from Edmonton. Oh, that's how far the good word had traveled of the benefits of my seminar. And the next level sales masterclass will be February 16th. Okay. So in 3 more months will be the first one for 2025, and really excited for anybody in any sales, any business, any entrepreneurial position, or just looking how to create more efficiency or have more effectiveness in their life, get more time back on their schedule for themselves, for whatever it is that they want to spend their time on. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Nice.
I got you. And we've got a nice little community of people, and we protect and nurture and share and promote each other. Yeah. And it's really awesome.
So like, how long is the course? And I know you're the type of guy who, once you do a course with you, you'll keep in contact with these people forever. But the actual physical time they spend in, is it a weekend or is it like over
It's just one day.
One day?
It's
just
one day. Starts at 9, done by 3. And awesome. It is action packed. I talk the whole time. Yeah. I go at a million miles a minute. Yeah. And I make sure that the notebooks that I provide are always full of pages by the time you leave.
Yeah.
It's also catered. You know, it's got some other cool little perks as well too.
Yeah.
So there's always been really, really good feedback. And again, just like everything in life, I'm always making the next one better than the last.
Yeah.
You know, and I even had people who signed up for the first one pay and sign up for the second one, which put even bigger onus on me to put new content and new information, so that they would leave with more than their money's worth.
Yeah. And where did you do this last one?
So they're always hosted at one of the Diamond Ballrooms at Shell Place.
Okay.
So just right overlooking the Giants Field.
Nice.
So again, not only do I get to talk about marketing and marketing success, but on the outfield fence is my big old face looking at everybody.
So it's
a great place to host my events, but also demonstrate, you know, the lengths that I go to advertise, to support my community and get the word out there.
You're always trying new things, man. I just love it.
Yeah.
I just love it. Anyways, Tanner tapped his watch. So unfortunately for everybody at home, we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody knows you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, lights. Have fun.
Absolutely. If you are looking for the best vehicles, the best service, and the best deals on planet Earth, come see me at Legacy Dodge. I got your back for life. And if you're interested in growing your business, opening a business, starting a business, anything at all business related, don't be shy to reach out to me as well. Every 3 months for 2025, I will be hosting a Next Level Sales Masterclass, where I look forward to taking you to the next level. And also, I've got a YouTube channel starting in 2025. More information on that in the new year.
Very cool. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.